Feggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Texas Victory Monday. I was like, should I start yelling? I feel like I yell too much. But just know.
Go ahead and yell.
Texas. It's a Texas Victory Monday. Reaction Monday here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. That's right. A big time 41-21 victory by your Texans in New England. As we told you, it would happen. I'm not trying to, like, we're not tooting our own horns, but like, hey. I did feel good about that, though. I was like, hey.
Don't panic.
Do not panic.
We did have a high score for the game.
Was like, so. Yeah. And I didn't even have it this high. I'll be honest.
We didn't.
But still, 41-21, big-time victory for your Texans. Always get involved with the program by getting involved on the YouTube and the Twitch, both of those available to you. But then the text line is the place to go. 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610 is the place to get involved with this. But dominant victory by your Houston Texans. Still some things to clean up as D'Amico Ryans.
Don't start with that crap.
I feel like he will always say that no matter what.
I mean, he's not wrong, but that's not what we're here to do right now. We'll do that.
He being me?
No. He being D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, big time
victory. Your team goes to 5-1 for only the second time in franchise history. You get your first victory at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Just a fantastic, it's got to be one of the great good feelings or one of the best feelings that you've had this season on a Monday, a reaction Monday. Lopez, how you living, brother?
All right, well, say that again. It's got to be what?
One of the best feelings that you have on a reaction Monday thus far this season.
All right, let me tell you, and I'm not going to bury the lead. You know, I like to do the sweeping headline here.
All right, here we go. It's consummate newspaper man.
And here it is. This is a Super Bowl caliber team.
Oh, we're going there.
We're back to this.
I've never said that. I've said that.
Check the tape. Run the tape back. Run the tape back. Let's go find it.
I've said they look like they could contend for the AFC Championship. They could get to the AFC Championship team level, et cetera. Please check the tape. That's what I've considered. And maybe beyond has been my go-to all year long. You want to go back in Texans history? Some of those great teams that, well, you know, great, I guess should be in air quotes. I've said they're the best team in the AFC when they were, I think it's 2011, when they were really rolling. I've never said about the Houston Texans, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. What we saw yesterday was exactly what we needed to see. Like if you put all six games together, then you look at the breadth of what the Texans have been doing. Breadth with a D, by the way.
Breadth with a D, by the way.
Okay. You and I, the best thing about working with Reggie is he's like my spirit animal.
Y'all some grammar fools.
He's my spirit animal. He's the young me.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. It may not be.
In large part,
sometimes it is. Sometimes it ain't.
Exactly. In large part,
you know what I was talking about. You got to correct me.
I'm all in on communication. Is about understanding. Hey man, I understood what you meant.
When you look at the breadth of what they've done. This is a Super Bowl caliber team over the last six games. What have we wanted to see? We've wanted to see this. This is what we've wanted to see.
We have wanted to see this, and a big thank you to the Houston Texans for showing it to us. And they needed to. I don't know how I'd have felt if you did not come out and have a dominant win against a New England Patriots team. No, I don't think any of us really believed in their capability of getting some stuff done. But yeah, dominant win. But man, Super Bowl, you're willing to get to that place.
Well, yes.
Okay.
You know, because we've talked about one of the things that I kept going back to probably four or five times last week. This needs to be a paint by numbers kind of game. They painted by numbers. They came out, boom, 14-0. First drive of the game, touchdown. The defense started playing.
Yes.
We're going to get into some details of that when we have passing thoughts in about 16 minutes. And they came out. The stars showed up. And what do you have to do? If you're a Super Bowl caliber team, you have to have stars. Stephon stepped up. Joe Mixon, welcome back.
Yeah, buddy. CJ
Stroud. Oh, that number 51 is okay. Will Anderson, and that's not even counting Nico not playing. Another star that could step up as he gets better and they go down the stretch here. Maybe Kalen Bullock. You'll hear his name in about 16 minutes as well.
I'm surprised you haven't gone to your pet cats here.
And that is?
Defensive line.
Defensive line. Yeah, the interior line. Well, Will Anderson one, Daniil Hunter the other. And they set themselves up perfectly for what is going to be the teeth of their schedule, the toughest part of their schedule. So they're rolling. The stars are stepping up. They painted by numbers. They dominated an inferior team. They won the game going away in New England, as you said, the first time ever. And here comes Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, and whatever you think of Dak Prescott at this point.
If you're talking about the Cowboys, I don't know if Dak Prescott is the spike. I feel like it's all of the general waving of arms around Dak Prescott that you go, oh, okay, this is a barren landscape. Yeah. But it's not about them. We talking about these Texans. And from the text line, somebody said, shout out to OG Lopez. He called the Texans being 5-1 before the season, and damn it if he ain't right. He sure did that. And I tried to give him a lot of help behind it. And here he is. Victorious and triumphant. We don't need to gas his ego anymore.
I'll go ahead.
I know you're in on that. And 713. Okay, see, I don't want to be negative. It's a reaction Monday, a victory Monday, mm-hmm. and I don't want to like be negative. However, you came in with Super Bowl, and now you're putting me in a place where I have to feel like I'm negative.
No, you don't have to.
I can just roll with it.
Yeah.
Wait until 1 o'clock to push back.
You know, the one thing about this team, and I've been here for a while. I've been here since day one. I've never said that. I feel it. I see it.
Yeah.
You know, for all the reasons I just said.
Yeah. It's the tough thing about that is. This is a 1-1 Patriots team that we're talking about.
Dominated.
And see, that's my only pushback. I think this how it should have been.
Exactly.
They got the next couple rough weeks coming up.
Do you know how many times the Texans should have taken care of business over the last 23 years?
Oh,
and
absolutely. 100%.
And didn't. That's the thing. That's my big sweeping takeaway is like, they do what they need to do. They beat Buffalo with defense and C.J. Stroud. They lost to Minnesota. Okay, that's going to happen. They went 5-1 on the softest part of their schedule. That's exactly what they did. They had the stars show up. They're getting better. Like, there's no way you even against a 1-win team or whatever it was, there's no way you can say this team hasn't gotten appreciably better.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing that makes me the happiest is that I try in my life to employ different modes of thought that are just going to put me in a happier space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes being right doesn't mean as much as like having a good mindset. And I have gotten myself to the place where I'm in on the D'Amico Ryan's incremental approach, right? Like, hey, just continue to get better every week. Get your W's and get better every week. And you did those things this week. You got a very dominant W. You definitely were better in the course of this. Running the football looked significantly better. Turnover defense, what's happening? Thanks for stopping by the booth, right? And then also, like, you didn't have Nico Collins. You passed the ball pretty well. Obviously, it was kind of a little bit of a weird to say down week for C.J. Stroud throwing the football. Yeah. Didn't get to 200, although he did have 3 touchdowns for the first time this season. You got better. You made it tough on me by going to the Super Bowl space, but and that's fine. Like, if that's how you feel, that's cool. I think that will be shown more over the coming weeks. But ultimately, I got to be happy about what came down on this football field in New England, because they were not without their difficulties in the course of this. But they showed out, and they passed with flying colors ultimately to the tune of 41-21.
And you mentioned C.J. Stroud. I thought it was a very good game. I thought it was about as well as you could play, given they were running the ball like crazy too, with 2 big runs highlighting that. And C.J. Stroud had, and I forget, I think it was Andy Kalu with the Texans radio right before us. He talked about the way he looked, and I thought he did. C.J. Stroud looks like a guy that is going to do everything he needs to do, hungry, single-minded, making the plays he needs to play. So, yeah, C.J. Stroud was on top of his game.
Absolutely. All right. Let's pick the vibes back up, because I feel like I've muddled the vibes in some ways. let's go to the ultimate vibes creator, the head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryan. This is what he said to the fellas in the postgame.
Hey, man. Hey, congrats. Congrats to everybody, man. Really awesome job. Right. Way to come up here. Right. And do us. right? We played really well. We bought the energy. We did us well. Still, a lot to clean up. A lot to clean up, but I love the way you guys came out. Offense, 192 rushing yards. Offense, way to run the rock, man. Way to run the rock. Beautiful to see. Defense, 4 takeaways. Great job, defense. Way to hunt. And not only taking the ball away, but offense able to capitalize and score off of the takeaways. Outstanding job in special teams. We talked about being disruptive. You guys are disruptive all day, man. So great job. Special teams, offense, defense, all the way across the board. All right. For us, man, as an organization, right, we already know it's our first time with a win here. Mm-hmm. All right, first time with a win. So everybody get a game ball. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Game ball, everybody. Proud of everybody. Let's get this plane back to Houston. Let's go.
Hey. He was going to say something else, but that's not him. Compare what D'Amico said and his energy and his vibe there versus the win over
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Like Jacksonville.
Remember that locker room was empty after that game. Yeah. It was quiet. Yeah.
He's feeling it. He's feeling what I'm feeling, what you're feeling, what Figgy's feeling. Like this meant something the way they played.
Did you have a moment like I did where you go, do they have enough footballs for everybody to get game ball?
Like, I did.
I was thinking that. I'm like, what, 52?
53?
No, fantastic.
That's a lot of snaps.
Yeah, man. What portion of this was the most enriching for you? Because obviously there's a lot of things, and we'll go through very many of them. Which portion of this was the most entertaining for you? Because I do wonder if you'll go back to your Hollywood analogy from last week, and kind of tap into that.
Well, look, I think the most, you're talking about the Texans or
from D'Amico? the Texans in general.
From the Texans, to me, it was those bit players, what did I call them? Character actors.
The character actors.
Doing what they needed to do. Shout out, I don't know if we're going to mention his name again today, but it probably should be. Someone like D'Angelo Ross, someone like those interior defensive tackles who I know we're going to mention. How about Neville Hewitt?
Hey.
How about Neville Hewitt, the tackling machine?
Linebacker from the Jets, who's a tackling machine.
Al Shaer gets hurt, and then I saw Jonathan Alexander say, he's out of the game with a knee injury. No, he was out of the game because the Texans were rolling in the fourth quarter, because he came back after the injury and then went out. But Neville Hewitt, damn near was the leading tackler. Like the character actors did what they needed to do, but the stars shone bright.
Yeah, and some when you talk about stars, how are you classifying the pass catchers on this team? Because you definitely did a lot of Stephon Diggs needs to step up. Tank Dell, I mean, when you look at the passing attack with no Nico Collins, Tank Dell had 94% of the routes, and this is Dwayne McFarland tweeted this out. 94% of the routes, 30% of the targets, 28% of the air yards. Like, he took up a big swath of what was happening. And then Stephon Diggs had a similar accounting for this with 37% of the air yards. And that's considering much of his work was done against Christian Gonzalez, their best defender.
And I thought they made catches that, not that they were incapable before, that I thought they stepped up and made catches on the turf, diving on the ground. They really... Both of them. Tank Dell had one. Stephon Diggs on his touchdown, I believe. A tough catch, to the ground that you had to scoop. I thought they absolutely, Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell were big time in terms of just replacing what Nico was doing.
Yeah, and what's funny is that, and I probably should get the D'Amico audio of this here, but yeah, man, they did what is expected of them. If you can give me D'Amico 13 here when speaking about these wide receivers. These guys we talked about, and some people kind of mentioned it as a step up, and D'Amico kind of alludes to that a little bit here.
Yeah, it wasn't surprising to see Steph and Tank step up and make the plays. I hate to say that they're stepping up. Right? It's just they maximize their opportunities. That's who those guys have been. So to say step up is probably an understatement for these guys. They're playmakers as well, and that's what they've been. Tank in his short career has been a playmaker for us, and so we all know what Diggs has done throughout his career of being a top guy. So not surprising at all.
Not surprising, but very, very much needed. And there was a part of us, I was going to say me, but I think most of us were in the same group, asking, can they do that? you know, are they going to step up and really fill the void? Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, you mentioned some of the bit players, I guess, for lack of a better term. We were expecting a little bit more out of, like, the likes of Xavier Hutchinson and other things. I mean, it basically was just more targets for the three dudes that are typically there, but that are now have more space, which was 7 targets for Diggs, 9 targets total for Tank Dell, and then 8 targets for Dalton Schultz. They were just like, hey, we don't have to make this more difficult than it need be. Like, we'll give it more to these guys and then also have the run game producing a high level to balance all this out.
And Bobby Slowick needed this game. Because that was the second part of that story. Is Bobby Slowick going to be able to dial up you know, what he needed to do to get these guys in position to be able to fill that void? And absolutely Bobby Slowick did. I thought it was, I'll say it again, you know, beginning to end. I mean, it was paint by numbers. They did what they needed to do. And I think myself and a lot of people around here, around these parts, have realized that was a game where you're like, the Texans are going to lose this. They should win, but they're going to lose this. No, they did what they needed to do.
Yeah, man. So again, 5-1, best start since 2012. So, I mean, and this is the second time in franchise history you have a 5-1 start, tied for the most wins in the NFL this season. And the 41 points against New England, tied for the most the team has ever recorded in a road game. So, like, all of these things.
Yeah.
You have all sorts of bests, and you can say whatever about the opponent on the other side, but just making those things happen when you are going up against an opponent of that caliber
is worth celebrating. Did they exercise the letter jacket demons?
It's possible. Like, now when you think about New England, you have something else that you can call to memory, which is nice. But ultimately, it's a Texas victory Monday because the Texans get a victory, 41-21 versus the Patriots in Foxborough. Tons more. We have only scratched. Have we even scratched the surface?
We're just barely scratching the surface.
There's so much to get into on a Reaction Monday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, we get a little deeper. This time, we'll get into OG's passion thoughts. That'll happen next. Sports Radio 610.